Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
This is Good Morning Liberty.
Well, what is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Good Morning Liberty.
At night.
My name is... No, I already did all that. We're not doing this show on there, okay? Liberty at Night has already been pre-recorded for the Liberty at Night listeners. That's our nightly, our Tuesday night show that we do on the Free Talk Live Network. Today, we are Good Morning Liberty. And my name is Nate Thurston, and across from me is Mr. Charles Chuck Thompson. How you doing today, Chuck?
Happy afternoon.
Happy afternoon to you on Good Morning Liberty. And listen, people could be listening that are in California. If they're still in California right now, then it's morning time still, okay? And plus, it's a podcast, which I don't know why we still call them that. It's kind of a weird, why do you call them podcasts still? You know what I mean? It's not like we're using our iPods to listen to them or anything.
We're casting a pod.
Okay, well, this is our show.
I'm going to do something at the beginning. We usually do at the end. I'm just going to do it at the beginning. Go to the show notes.
You should.
Yeah. Lots of stuff in there. If whatever podcast app you're listening to, there's show notes available when you click on the episode. I'm not going to tell you all the stuff that's in there. You just go look at them. There's some links to click on.
For instance, you could click on the YouTube link and go to our YouTube channel and watch this episode instead of listening to it.
If you're not part of the Fed Haters Club.
Yeah. If you're not already in the Fed Haters Club, who's hanging out with us right now, watching our faces, and we can comment back and forth, talk to them, you know, that's on you. It's $7. Just do it. Join gmail.com.
Used to be $5.
I know. Inflation. What are you going to do?
You warned the folks.
I know. I warned them for a long time. Anything else you needed to put out there before we go?
That was all I had. All right. See you guys later.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Good Morning Liberty. No, Charlie, you weren't here for yesterday's show, but if I do say so myself, I did a great job talking about the border deal that came out.
You did. Yeah. Excellent.
I was actually proud of myself for one thing. You know, it's easy to go around and get other people's opinions, but I was the first person that I heard talk about one of the things in this bill. And I even heard two people talk about it in the wrong way. One of them was CBS News and the other one was Ben Shapiro. And I caught something that now is widespread, probably because everyone watched the video that we put out there,
Nate,
on YouTube yesterday,
Thurston,
or listened to the episode.
For Liberty destroys Jew Ben Shapiro.
That was the exact headline. I don't know why it didn't blow up. It definitely should have.
Nate destroys Jews.
But anyway, geez.
What?
Hardcore today.
That's how you get views. Like Ben destroys LGBTQ person.
Okay. You know? You can't say destroys Jews, though.
What?
That's not right.
Is he not a Jew?
You can't do that. He is.
You're destroying him intellectually.
I got you. But not because he's a Jew.
No. Just he happens
not that
to
there's
be
anything
one.
Wrong with that. Okay. Anyway, the Senate GOP is going to be blocking the border deal. RIP border deal. I actually changed the headline to this right here. I made this earlier on my phone, but yeah, they're going to be blocking the border deal. It lasted a whole day. And so now the border security deal seems to be dead. That is a good thing because it was a really, really awful bill. It's still a really awful bill. They didn't like burn it in a fire or anything. So it still exists right now. It's just not going to be moving anywhere for the time being. So we don't get to talk about it that much more, but Senate Republicans, under heavy pressure from former President Trump, who does not want them to vote on this, apparently, not because it's a terrible deal, but because he wants to keep the country in chaos for the election, I guess, will block a procedural motion to begin debate on a bipartisan border security deal this week, leaving funding for the war in Ukraine in limbo for the foreseeable future. And I know it's really...
So they stuck...
Oh, yeah.
Ukraine funding in the border deal.
Yeah, it's $84 billion. Yeah, you weren't here yesterday. It's $84 billion $60 billion of it goes to Ukraine, $14 billion of it goes to Israel, $10 billion of it is for humanitarian aid for countries that are at war. And then the rest of it are things that have to do with the border. It's a total of $118 billion bill. So most of it has to do with war funding. And so it is really funny to see a headline saying the GOP is going to block a border deal. And you see a debate on a bipartisan border security deal, which is going to leave funding for the war in Ukraine in limbo.
Which like, we're not at war in Ukraine.
No, we're not at war in Ukraine. Are the people in Ukraine that we're paying to fight Russia.
So you're saying like $100 billion of this $118 billion is for war.
$84 billion at least is for war. Yeah, but it's getting blocked, so...
like 80%.
It's a good thing. But I personally, I think they should vote on deals, on bills separately. Like there should be a vote for the Ukraine war funding.
Yeah.
There should be a vote for the Israel war funding. There should be a vote for this border security deal. And then we can actually see what people think about each one of them individually. But what they do is they try to smash everything together and try to get enough people who care about one thing and enough people who care about the other. And then they assume that that's going to get the bill to actually pass. A failure to advance the border security deal this week would signal the legislation is unlikely to pass the Senate without major changes. And any revisions to asylum and border security reforms negotiated with the White House and Senate Democrats could scuttle the whole deal. Senate Republican Whip John Thune, whose staff has briefed Republican senators and their offices on details, said Tuesday that a motion to end debate on proceeding to the bill won't get much, if any, Republican support. Even Senator James Lankford, the lead Republican negotiator who worked on the border security package over the last 4 months, said Monday evening that he doesn't know if he's going to vote to proceed the bill on Wednesday. And he's the one that negotiated it and was out there on Twitter defending it. And he was getting torn apart pretty bad.
Not going to vote for it.
He doesn't want to vote for it. He doesn't like it. Whoever negotiated this thing was an idiot. And that's what he said.
Who wrote this?
Schumer filed it. Schumer filed a cloture motion Monday, setting up a midweek vote. But the Democratic leader acknowledged Tuesday the bill won't move forward this week, calling the Senate outlook gloomy.
Mm.
Quote, after months of good faith negotiations, after months of giving Republicans many of the things they asked for, Mitch McConnell and the Republican conference are ready to kill the national security supplemental package, even with the border provisions they so fervently demanded. That's not entirely true. The actual provisions in this bill were absolutely terrible. The Senate is scheduled to take a two-week recess beginning Saturday, which means that if they block it, they're not going to have a chance to return to the bill until the week of February 26th. So that's good.
So they're taking another Christmas vacation.
We need more Senate recesses.
Yep.
I'm fine. They should recess until July or something. That would be fine. So Senator Mike Lee put out a pretty good point-by-point thing on this bill. We already did this yesterday, or I did this yesterday with you guys in the Fed Haters Club. It was a really terrible bill. It essentially codifies into law what we're already doing right now. It does allow up to 5,000 per day on average to come in, illegal immigrants to come in without shutting down the border. And even some of the provisions in it would actually allow for way more than what people are talking about. So Mike Lee actually brings up in here, it does not count any unaccompanied alien children from non-contiguous countries, suspected trafficking victims, aliens who are determined exempted based on decisions by ICE, or aliens who meet screening criteria for asylum. So none of those people are counted in the 5,000 number that they're looking for to shut down the border. It also allows the reopening of the border once encounters are at 75% of the number that caused the shutdown. So if the number was at 10,000, it only has to be reduced to 7,500 to be able to reopen, even
which is
though
still more than
which
the 5,000.
More than 5,000, but 7,500 would be good enough to reopen it. It's a bad example because there's also a provision that says if it's over 8,500 in a day, then it can be shut down. So saying the average could be 10,000 is not a great example for Mike Lee to use. You should say if it was 8,000, then getting it down to 6,000 would be enough for it to open. And so after it's 6,000 for a week, then they say, okay, it's back open. Guess what could happen that week? 8,000 again. And so guess what you need to do the next week that it's closed? Get it down to 6,000. Okay, now it's open. Guess what can happen the next week? 8,000. It actually goes back and forth. I made an Excel spreadsheet with this just to try and line out all the ways that this works. People are saying that this allows 1.8 million illegal immigrants into the country. Actually, given this 75% criteria that's in it, you could go back and forth from 8,000 to 6,000 week after week, 8,000 to 6,000, be over 5,000 the entire time, and it would actually allow something like 2.3 million illegal immigrants into the country, not the 1.8 that people are talking about. And it essentially does nothing is the answer.
Yeah.
Not only that, it had a limited duration. Like the third year, by the way, if this gets used for 180 days, the emergency powers are gone, meaning you can do whatever you want for the rest of the year. It's a law that they're creating to create this emergency authority, but it's only in effect for half the year. And then the rest of it's just fine.
And then the presidential really discretion.
Yeah.
The president can decide to reopen it if it's in the national interest to temporarily suspend the border emergency authority for
now, he
45
has,
days.
He has to declare an emergency to suspend the border emergency authority, which is a pretty funny one. I called that a super duper double emergency yesterday.
Yes.
And so you have like an emergency card, double emergency card that you put on top of
12,
someone else's.
Article 8.
Yeah.
Verse 4 of the Constitution, yeah.
So I guess the good news is the bill is dead. Looks like it's dead right now. Mike Johnson said that it was going to be dead on arrival. I said Mike Johnson, not my Johnson, said that it was going to be dead on arrival, and it looks like it is.
T-Dub has a good idea. He wants Netflix to be in charge of the border.
Okay.
Turn it into a game show like American Ninja Warrior. We'll call it Mexican Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
And they have to complete the obstacle course.
And pretty good.
If they make it and they climb the wall at the end and they hit the button,
yeah,
then they're a citizen.
Why don't we just take it a step further? Why don't we do
automatic
like a,
citizen?
Why don't we do like a Hunger Games thing? Okay. You create a... No, hear me out though. You get through and what you don't know is that...
See, capitalism can like, solve this problem. All you have to do is want to profit off of border crossings.
Like you go through one wall... Okay, and then like a mile down there, there's another even bigger and better wall. And then once you're through, it closes.
And there's lions in there.
You just see who makes it out.
Yeah, there's Chinese and murder hordes.
And those people get
citizenship
after that.
And COVID.
Because they're the best amongst us. Yeah. You know, they can survive whatever we call it. I don't know, citizen games or whatever it is. Pretty good idea. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. And, it would make sure that we were only getting really good, strong, competent people. I don't know why people don't vote for libertarians.
A few landmines, maybe.
Landmines are unfair.
Do
I don't
we
know about
bury
that.
Weapons?
For well, people hide.
People
you get,
to find.
You get sponsors, and people could drop in weapons by parachute. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Get your own sponsors
I
for
think
it.
I like the Mexican Ninja Warrior.
A yeah, it's bit good. Better. I just watched all the Hunger Games movies, so that's
I don't want
what's
anybody to
right
die.
Now.
You know,
quit being ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah,
I'm talking about making money here and weeding out the chaff,
the weak.
You know. Okay, big news today on Trump, Charlie. What is it?
All right, Trump has no immunity from the Jan 6 prosecution appeals court rules.
So he's been making this case that he had immunity as a president. You can't go after presidents for stuff that they did that could have possibly been illegal while they were president.
Looks like this is going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to. This was on hold for a bit. The actual case has been on hold because they were waiting to see what the ruling was going to be. And I don't know, man. He could end up going to jail.
What if he wins?
He's getting convicted.
What if he wins from jail, though? Wouldn't that be cool?
You know, the problem is that people got to keep in mind why some of this stuff is really important if you care about who wins the election. The polls show Trump is ahead, yes, unless he has been convicted of a felony. When they poll the same people in the same poll, if he's been convicted of a felony, he is not ahead anymore.
Yep.
So, yes, that is why this kind of stuff is pretty important. Guys, are you the same guy you were 10 years ago? Because I'm not. I woke up one day and realized I didn't have the same energy, the same lean muscle mass, or the get up and go in the bedroom I used to have. As we age, we lose testosterone. They call it the man hormone. I call it the spark from my nateness. But there is a solution. The powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T. I've only been taking this for a few weeks, but I can already tell you it's boosted my energy. I'm running around fixing stuff in the house, going on walks, and yes, I've even started working out. And by the way, my wife says this is none of your guys' business, but the Nate she met 14 years ago is back in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. Nugenix Total T testosterone booster with Testofen will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself risk-free. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword GML. Nugenix Total T's power boost is backed by clinical studies and real science. Nugenix's key ingredients like Testofen has been shown to boost free testosterone levels in men. In other words, it's based in science and it works. Nugenix Total T's unprecedented formula with key ingredients that safely maximizes your free and total testosterone levels, helps you increase lean muscle mass, and skyrockets your performance as you age, whatever your age. If you're not totally satisfied, Nugenix will refund 100% of your purchase price plus shipping and processing. Now get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword GML. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword GML. Text 231-231 and enter keyword GML. Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one, doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
A federal appeals court has unanimously ruled that Donald J. Trump can be put on trial for trying to stay in power after losing the 2020 election, rejecting Trump's sweeping claim of presidential immunity and moving the case one step closer to a jury. Quote, for the purpose of this criminal case, former President Trump has become Citizen Trump with all the defenses of any other criminal defendant. But any executive immunity that may have protected him while he served as president no longer protects him against this prosecution. The interest in criminal accountability held by both the public and the executive branch outweighs the potential risks of chilling presidential action and permitting vexatious litigation.
I looked up that word. I'd never seen it before. Vexatious? What that is? It's just a fancy word for annoying. So it's going to be, could be permitting an annoying litigation. Like Everyone just going after, as soon as you get out of office, you're going to have someone going after you trying to prosecute for something, which I don't know. Sounds kind of good.
Trump has already indicated that he plans to ask the full.
He's been indicted. He did everything
the
right.
The full U.S. him. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit and the U.S. Supreme Court to review the ruling. The court said it would put the ruling on hold until February 12th for Trump to appeal to the Supreme Court, but would not wait for the full D.C. Circuit to weigh in. So typically what happens when you go to an appellate court, they randomly select three judges out of the 11 that sit on the bench, or nine? I can't remember.
It's one of those things. Just say one of the numbers with confidence and people will believe it.
Out of the nine-ish.
There you go.
Judges that sit on the appellate court.
There's a whole generation of people are going to be
thinking there's
nine.
And so typically when you appeal the three-judge decision, it goes for review for the full court.
Okay.
And then after that, you can appeal it to the Supreme Court.
Okay. I got you.
Or the Supreme Court can take it up before then, too. It doesn't really matter. The JD Justice Department has long held that a current president cannot be prosecuted, but Trump raised the novel claim that former presidents cannot either, at least for actions related to their official duties, unless impeached and convicted by Congress first. Having been acquitted by the Senate of indicting the Jan 6 insurrection, Trump said that to try him in federal court would be a double jeopardy violation.
That's an interesting argument. He was impeached and that was sent over to the Senate, you know, for the
and
actual conviction.
Trial.
There was a trial and there was no conviction. And so is this a double jeopardy thing here? I think that that was a decent legal argument to make. Like they already tried to do this.
So John Sawyer, who's the defense attorney for Trump, invoked his own hypothetical harms, suggesting that a ruling against Trump would lead to cycles of recrimination in which every former president is charged with a crime. George W. Bush could be prosecuted for justifying the Iraq war with false intelligence, and Barack Obama could be prosecuted for drone strikes that killed civilians.
It's like, yes, right, exactly.
Okay. Prosecute them all.
Yeah, exactly. Bush could be prosecuted for justifying the Iraq war with false intelligence. Barack Obama could be prosecuted for drone strikes that killed civilians. American civilians also, by the way. American citizens that were killed by Obama's drone strikes. Intentionally.
What could he be charged with?
Any number of war crimes, any of them could be charged with. But we, you know, what Trump is kind of saying here, not that it's written into law, but the etiquette has been such that we do not go after the former president for all the crimes that we all know they committed while they were in office. Like each one of them gets out of office, you could come up with a list of 100 crimes that they committed while they were in office. Multiple war crimes for sure that they committed while they were in office. And the etiquette has been that you don't go
but
after
let's
the
prosecute
former guy.
Him for something that's not Jan 6.
Yeah, that's the dumb
Jan
part.
Jan 6 is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That no way did Trump try to stay in power. Did he like chain himself to the desk, you know, in the Oval Office and be like, I'm not leaving?
No, I mean, you know, they say he tried to interrupt a peaceful transfer of power. The transfer of power happened on what, January 21st or 20th or whatever the date is when you get sworn in. Like, he didn't refuse to leave the White House or anything that day. He never tried to get the military to back a coup with him. People call it a coup attempt. Like, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous.
He didn't hide down in the bunker underneath the White House. Be like, I have the launch codes, never letting them go.
That's pretty good.
You know,
I liked it.
Try to take power. I press launch.
Donald Trump Jr. Said no one who's been watching is shocked by this partisan hackery. But here we go. DC appeals court has ruled that Trump does not have presidential immunity and that would shield him in the J6 case. Time for SCOTUS to step in. If POTUS doesn't have immunity, they'll be incapable of action for fear of future partisan reprisal. That endangers the United States and sets a terrible precedent. If this becomes the norm, would a Trump DOJ prosecute Obama for droning an American? If not, why not?
Here we go.
Yeah. The Trump DOJ should have prosecuted Obama for drone bombing an American. I get what they're saying, but I don't like the idea that if a president can't break the law, they won't be able to do anything.
Yeah.
That's kind of, so maybe they should do less.
They should not
do it. They should do less things, in my opinion. Well, folks, as many of you know, back in 2017, my wife and I bought a house in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a massive risk, but it's turned into a massive asset for the two of us. We spent tons of time and money remodeling and making this place our own, a comfortable place to carry us into the future with our little nieces and nephews and our family coming to visit all the time. Things like this are worth protecting, and making an estate plan now means we can gain security and peace of mind for ourselves and our loved ones. With Trust and Will, you can create and manage a custom estate plan starting at just $159. Go to trustandwill.com/GML for 10% off plus free document shipping. We're currently using Trust and Will's simple-to-use website to build our will. I'm amazed by how easy this website makes it to do something that's so important. Think about it. If something happens to my wife and I and we don't have a will, who gets to decide what happens to our assets? The government. No, thank you. But I don't trust them to even resurface the roads that go to my house, let alone decide what happens to my biggest asset after I'm gone. I've seen it happen with other members of my family when they passed. They didn't have a will, and man, was it a mess for their family to get everything sorted out afterwards. I know it's not something we like to think about, but it can happen to any of us at any time. Get the peace of mind you deserve by creating your estate plan with Trust and Will, an overall rating of excellent and thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot and used by hundreds of thousands of families and counting. Secure your assets and protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/GML. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/GML. I was looking up this whole drone bombing an American thing, and I found the PolitiFact article three down because I was looking at Obama drone bombing America. And I was like, oh no, they fact checked this and he didn't drone bomb in America. No, what happened was this person back in 2014, Keisha Rogers, said President Obama was responsible for the assassination of at least four American citizens in drone strikes. They rate this as half true because Obama was only trying to kill one of the American citizens. The other three were accidents. They were not intended targets. So he killed four American citizens, but only one of them was on purpose. The other three were by accident.
Oopsie. This is an oopsie.
And that's that's the defense.
Okay. God. Oops.
Anyhow, yeah, sure. Maybe we should... Oops, I murdered. That's my bad.
Look at this old. Look how much old is on this screenshot.
It's a lot of old
right
there.
Wow.
By the way, this is also important. Like we mentioned earlier, the polls do change when they ask, what if Trump is convicted of a crime? But in a recent poll, Biden's age and fitness top the list of voters' concerns, poll finds. This is interesting. They say 76% of voters are concerned about Biden's age, compared to 61% who have concerns about Trump's legal challenges. So more people care about the age. By the way, that's just going to get worse for Biden as time goes on. That's how time works.
Yeah.
It goes in that direction.
He's getting older.
And at this point, these are like dog years at this point for a human body.
Yeah.
You know, each month is like another year added on. So you see, they actually have major concerns, moderate concerns, and minor concerns. So those are all concerns. They only count moderate and major when they talk about this. If they counted all the concerned people, it'd be 89% of people are concerned about Biden's age in this poll. Not just his age, him having the necessary mental and physical health to be president for a second term. Now, those people are actually just racist because they're worried about Kamala Harris being the president.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what they're actually worried about.
That's what this poll's about, racism.
And, so anyhow... Biden's old, Trump's old. Trump could end up going to prison or at least getting convicted. I mean, any of the things convicted of.
Only 65% have concerns about his mental health, mental and physical health.
Trump's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely in way better shape than Biden.
Yeah. He's 4 years younger, 77.
Mm.
Yeah. So he'd go for another 4 years.
He's about to stack him on real quick right now. Okay. Let's, this is going to end up being a fairly short episode, which is good for all the life that's happening right now. A lot of life. Okay. Right, Charlie?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of life. Here's one that's ridiculous. Ron DeSantis supports legislation banning lab-grown meat. I know we're taking a hard turn right now, but I've been wanting to cover this one because a lot of people were like, ooh, Ron DeSantis, he's
maybe
really
that's
good.
What Joe Biden's been eating, though.
It could be. I don't know.
Lab-grown meat. That's how it ties in.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Now we weaved all these stories together.
Mm-hmm.
Ron DeSantis was running for president. The other two guys are still running for president, and so these are all related.
Exactly.
This pinpoints one of the reasons that neither I nor Charles liked Ron DeSantis for presidential nomination. Because when it comes to lab-grown meat, I get it. I get it. The WHO, not the band... and also with the World Economic Forum and the UN and all these people, they want to outlaw farming and cow farts and all that stuff, you know, for climate change. And they want to get you eating this lab-grown meat. And they're going to be putting the vaccines in the lab-grown meat, okay? They're going to be putting all kinds of chemicals in there, turn you gay.
Turn your sons gay.
And turn your sons gay and your daughter's gays against you too, okay? It's the destruction of America, and everyone needs to pay attention to this right now. And Ron DeSantis, he's been paying attention to this whole thing, all right? And now he wants to ban lab-grown meat. There's a video, I guess, I don't know, the video matters, maybe. We can listen to him saying that he doesn't like lab-grown meat.
How they do. They blame agriculture for global warming. I know the legislature's doing a bill to try to protect our meat. You need meat, okay? And we're going to have meat in Florida. Like, we're not going to, we're going to have fake meat. Like, that doesn't work. So we're going to make sure to do it right. But there's a whole ideological agenda that's coming after I think a lot of important parts of our society, and like Florida, obviously we have a lot of agriculture. Florida also relies on reliable energy to power our electric grid, particularly in the face of natural.
Okay, so they're going to have meat in Florida. That's the point.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point out that he's a super awkward guy to listen to talking.
You need meat.
You need meat, and we're going to have meat in Florida. That's a promise.
None of that fake stuff.
To Ron DeSantis' promise, okay? Because if you allow people to sell lab-grown meat, well, regular meat doesn't stand a chance. Mm-mm. That's just what everyone's going to move to immediately. Okay, now the reason I saw this, I did want to point out, was that the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire posted a screenshot of this news story, and they said, most conservatives are just authoritarian socialists who hate free markets. I think that's generally correct, honestly. I mean, most of these people care about the government not controlling the things that they like, and they would love to use the government to control the things that they don't like.
Exactly.
You know, and that's perfectly describes Ron DeSantis. Now, this is kind of a dumb leap submission right here. Now, I said, first off, this page, Libertarian Meme, said, so you support eating bugs? That's not what this says. That's not what this says. Okay? This says...
How do they make the lab-grown meat? They lab-grow bugs?
No.
But then they turn into meat?
No. No, that's not what they do.
You know,
this actually has nothing to do with bugs. Still.
I saw Simba and the Lion King go from eating meat to eating grubs and turned out just fine.
Yeah, he was fine.
He came back and defeated Scar having a diet.
Was that like a New World Order agenda driven narrative?
Well, it's made by Disney.
In the Lion King?
Obviously.
That when he was eating meat, he was a weaker lion cub. And then to be strong and to beat, well, I've seen the movie one time when I was
four years old.
So to win the game,
the evil king,
the decathlon that he had to, the race that he had to run.
He had to go bugatarian.
He went bugatarian.
He went bugatarian.
He was an insectitarian.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Anyhow, this person says, so you support eating
maybe
bugs?
Maybe that's what this guy's talking about.
Maybe. I said, libertarians support people being free to eat what they want, so long as they're not harming someone else in the process. There's nothing to do with whether or not you support people eating bugs or you support lab-grown meat. Point is, you should be able to eat whatever you want as long as you're not hurting someone else, as long as this is existing in the free market.
If you want to eat lead paint, go for it. It's not recommended.
And this libertarian says, it is harming people. Okay. Well, let's outlaw everything that harms people then. That's what we should do. How about that? That's a great libertarian idea. Last Friday, DeSantis came out in support of Florida legislation that would ban the sale of lab-grown meat. This is text from the video we just watched.
At the same time, lab-grown diamonds are out, you know, can't have any fake jewels around there.
DeSantis was referencing House Bill 435 and Senate Bills 586 and 1084. All three bills, which are in the early stages of the process, would ban the manufacture or sale of lab-grown meat, also known as cultivated meat, in the state of Florida.
Have you guys ever had like the Impossible Burger and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had those.
So first of all, it tastes fine.
Mm-hmm.
But second of all, man, it really tears your stomach up.
It does.
I don't know if you've ever, did you have that experience?
Well, my wife is a vegetarian, and she can't eat the Impossible Burgers. They make her sick.
I've tried
every time she eats them,
and it really hurts your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like lactose. It's worse than lactose intolerance.
Now, I don't think that's exactly what they mean by the lab-grown meat yet. I think these are different things that they're talking about because they are talking about how, while the bill supporters say they're necessary to protect Florida's cattle industry, lab-grown meat isn't going to be taking over traditional animal products anytime soon. While the FDA gave two companies cultivated meat the green light in 2022 and 2023, both products only had small restaurant-based launches. As of February 2024, neither is available for sale anywhere in the U.S. Even though cultivated meat isn't even available in the U.S., let alone Florida, that hasn't kept it from becoming a magnet for culture war hawks. Lab-grown meat is, quote, an affront to nature and creation. Representative Tyler...
Oh, so this is a slippery slope thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll be doing lab-grown people.
Yeah. and babies,
babies, and eating them. That's who introduced HB 435. I think you could see a very slippery slope here, leading to things like cloning, which are very troubling to me. That's what the person said. Listen, I know this globalist agenda that they're trying to get the lab-grown meat and get rid of all of our cows, all of our livestock, put farmers out of business. I know about all this stuff. That's a real thing. It is a real thing. It's literally a goal that they're trying to do. I get it. I get that. But what if we made sure that the free market just showed everyone that what we want is real meat? And here's the other thing I'll say. What if lab-grown meat is better? It's not better. So I'm not saying that. Everyone calm down right now. But let me ask you something. What if lab-grown meat is better? What if somehow eventually it's cheaper?
Tastes better.
What if it tastes better?
Better for you.
You pack it with more nutrients, and I get it. We're not going to trust the people that are creating this stuff, even though we'll down a bag of Doritos in a couple seconds. That's totally fine. There's no chemicals in your Doritos or anything.
Package of Oreos.
You know, your little Debbie doesn't have any chemicals that you've never read everything about before, you know. But what if it's cheaper and it's more efficient and frees out some... I come from a farm family.
I know there's aborted fetuses in it, okay? All right? I get it. But what if they take that out one day? All right?
Listen, I come from a farm family, all right?
So you know a thing or two because you've seen a thing or two.
Know a thing or two. They got cows, okay? My dad just brought me some cow and some pig from the farm. It's in the freezer right now. What I'm saying is, if the free market created something that was better, then that is what people should go with. You should not.
That's what the people would go with.
That is
you
what
would
people
just
would
see
go.
It happen.
Yeah, because it would be better and it would be cheaper.
You don't need legislation.
Exactly. You don't need to do anything like this. So we should let the free market decide what people want. Now, the argument will be, well, the free market isn't going to decide. They're going to do things to punish farmers and to make meat more expensive, which they are doing.
But that's not the free market.
That's also not the free market.
Exactly.
So what we should be arguing is for a complete and total free market when it comes to food production so we can see what people actually want.
Mm-hmm. Turns out they like Doritos, by the way.
It's Doritos. So,
and Oreo cookies,
microwave
with that
dinners.
All natural double stuff.
All right. I think that's all we have on the, there's some more stuff here. However, like many attempts to curb vegan alternatives to meat and dairy, the DeSantis support for these bills is also aimed at protecting animal farmers from competition. Even if such competition is basically hypothetical, we're still hypothetical right now. In March, 2023, congressional lawmakers revived the Dairy Pride Act, which aims to restrict sales of plant-based milk alternatives by banning manufacturers from using phrases like milk or yogurt and cheese to market their products.
Because it's not milk.
And now I remember why I put this in here, because the U.S. government is saying that words have definitions. And if they say milk, it better gall darn be milk from a cow. And I'm supporting this because when people say man, better damn well have a dick. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So you're saying words have meaning.
Words have meanings. That is what they said.
Cow dicks don't make milk. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's also, I mean, I don't think milk has to exactly mean it came from a cow. There's other, I mean, does milk, the definition, mean that it came from an animal? Or can other things, I mean, have you ever milked an almond?
I've never milked an almond before.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. What makes something milk? Are you looking up the definition right now?
Look up the specific definition.
I'm wondering.
It is a whitish liquid containing proteins, fats, lactose, and various vitamins and minerals that is produced by the mammary glands of all mature female mammals after they have given birth and serves as nourishment for their young.
Okay.
It's also the milk
thistle.
It's also the milk of cows, goats, or other animals used as food by humans. Any of various potable liquids resembling milk, such as coconut milk or soy milk. So that's actually in the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, 5th edition.
What's that, the World Economic Forum edition?
They have included nut milk now.
Okay. Okay. So female mammals. Let's say that too. Oh, Lord. I do like this whole Dairy Pride Act.
It should be mammary gland having mammals. Yes. So if you got mammary glands, you can produce milk.
Anyway, the bottom line is that the market should decide all these things. By the market, I mean people should make decisions on this. And if they want lab-grown meat, then they'll pay for it. And people will decide to create it. And that is what people will buy. And if they can stay in business, then they'll stay in business. And that's good because that's people making a decision about what they want. That's freedom, mm-hmm. even if it hurts someone that you know who is an animal farmer. Okay, even if that makes competition for them, it's still good, just like all the other times that we made innovations and advancements in modern science and technology and put people out of business. I know, you know, farming, that's a pretty big one. But
well, you should make farmers compete. You know who wins? Consumers.
The thing is, it's not gonna happen.
It won't. No.
Really not. This is gonna be for vegan people. It's going to be for the people.
And it's not going to matter because pretty soon we're all going to be robots anyway.
Yeah.
And we won't even have to eat any meat.
Yeah.
And we won't have to eat cow meat or fake meat.
Nothing.
We'll just be kept alive.
Okay, let's go.
By our artificial intelligence.
Now we've gone off the rails. I think that's the last thing. Yeah.
That becomes our real intelligence. All right. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend, family member, and someone you hate. Spread liberty to hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Go to all the links I mentioned previously, beginning of this episode, that are in the show notes. Text the number you're supposed to text, 231-231.
GML.
Text GML to that number.
Actually, we're not even going to tell you what it's for. If you just joined us.
Yeah.
Just get
text
surprise.
GML to 231-231. Just text it. See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Be the best day of your life.
It will. Your life will change.
It
forever.
Will. Mm-hmm. To get that totalness.
Total thirsting.
Yeah, exactly.
All up in you.
Okay. Leave us a rating review. Do all those things. And if you do, we'll be back again tomorrow. Nate will. Until then, I hope you have a good day and a good morning, Liberty.
In the broadcast, should still stay live.